Rowlands.
From the Bro Radio newsroom, I'm Austin Sparks. The county of Torvine recorded one of the world's highest carbon emissions per square kilometre following July's wildfires. A blaze the size of roughly 300 football pitches broke out, with people in Cardiff reportedly smelling the smoke almost 30 miles away. UK charity Save the Children stated they were concerned about potential health consequences posed by the air quality. Cardiff and Vale University Health Board is offering the Hepatitis A vaccine on a walk-in basis at Barry Hospital. Follows recent invitations to parents of children under 5 to attend for the vaccine after 11 cases were recorded locally since December 2025. Children aged 1 to 5 who live or attend a childcare or education setting in Barry can turn up at Barry Hospital for clinics running from 9am to 5pm on weekdays and Saturdays until Saturday the 5th of September. Barry RFC has secured £200,000 through the Barry Plan for Neighbourhoods for the redevelopment of their sports and community hub. The investment marks a significant milestone in the club's ambitions to create a sustainable and accessible facility for the well-being of the wider community. And a singer from Lantwit Major, who appeared on The Voice UK, says it was the goal for Sir Tom Jones to turn for her on the show. Kate McHugh, who has Stargardt disease, featured on the first episode of the ITV show on Saturday. Kate joins Nathan on Vale Breakfast Tuesday after 8am.
I always thought that would be like the goal. I wasn't pinning everything on it, obviously, because I mean it could have been a nothing. But yeah, when he turned around, I didn't know. I'll let you into a little secret. That boom noise that they put in when they press the buzzers doesn't happen in the studio. They put that in post, so I didn't know what happened. I didn't know that anyone had turned.
In sport, Barry Athletic aim to finish their season with a perfect record, having clinched the South Vale Bowling Association trophy with two games to spare. Vice-captain Nicola Clark-Squires says victories in the remaining fixtures is the target after winning 15 consecutive games.
For more local news for the Vale of Glamorgan,
head to broradio.fm.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station. And it's your Monday Night Sports Show here with me, Mike Fowler. And that song there, The Chain by Fleetwood Mac, that will remind myself and certainly people of a certain generation of the opening credits on the Formula One, I believe when it used to be on terrestrial TV. So always brings back nostalgic memories for me there. But moving around to sport in the Vale, and on tonight's show we're going to be bringing you the action from the Cymru Premier, the Cymru South, plus selected football matches from around the Vale. We're going to be seeing how the Cardiff Devils have been getting on in pre-season action as they move their way towards the start of their season with the Challenge Cup. We're going to be having a look at how your Vale cricket teams have been getting on around the Vale, and we're going to be having a little bit of news from the Reservoir Field. All that and more here to come at Bro Radio. Your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to kick off with the Cymru Premier. And Barrytown United beat Holywell 3-1 away. And that makes it 4 wins out of 4 for the town. Hughes did open the scoring for Holywell with just 15 minutes gone. Elliot Dugan brought the sides level to have that score 1-1 at half-time. Owen Davis missed the chance to put the home side ahead once again from the spot. But Owen Brain put Barry into the lead, and then Jack Shaw, who has had an impressive start to the season with a goal at the end of the game. So Barry sit top of the Cymru Premier, 2 points clear of TNS. Their next game, they host Airbus on Friday before travelling to Britain Ferry on Bank Holiday Monday. And the Barrytown United women's team, they had a pre-season against Llanrymney with their first game of the campaign fast approaching. So these pre-seasons are really important for all the teams there. Moving into the Cymru South, and it was unfortunately another loss for Llantwit Major. This time they went down 5-1 to away to Aberystwyth. Adam Williams and Thomas Evans with the two first half goals for the home team. Rhys Hughes made it 3 just after the break. Connor Goldsworthy pulled one back, but then a Liam Walsh goal and a second for Williams was too much for Llantwit Major. And that result sees them at the bottom of the Cymru South, still currently with no points. But next they play Pontypridd United at home on Bank Holiday Monday, and they're hoping for a turnaround of fortunes quickly there. And also in the Cymru South, Caerphilly, they lost 5-1 to early league leaders Pure Swansea. Liam Bishop with a good start for Caerphilly, with the only goal of the first half having them 1-0 up at half time. Jordan Hughes brought the sides level, and then Casey Coughlin made it 2. Bradley Gibbons then with 2 quick goals there for Pure Swansea, and then a Kyle Capp with Pure Swansea's 5th. So that completed a remarkable comeback in the second half, and that result leaves Caerphilly 11th in the league. And on Friday they're away to Baglan Dragons, where they return home on Monday for a game against Trio and Stars. So that's your Cymru Premier and Cymru South results. Up next, we're going to be bringing you some of the results from your other teams around, football teams around the Vale.
Bro Radio.
Memoria Cardiff and Glamorgan invite you to visit their beautiful memorial park on Port Road East. Come and take a look around the peaceful grounds, where they offer both cremation and burial plots designed to provide a lasting place of remembrance. Meet the friendly team who will be on hand to answer any questions and guide you through the options available. Find out more at cardiffandglamorganmemorial.co.uk or call 01446 724 042.
For when the washing basket's piling up and when your suit jacket has had enough, the laundry rooms. For eco-friendly, non-chemical cleaning and when you want your best dress gleaming, the laundry rooms. For wash, dry, iron and fold, we'll do whatever we're told. With collection and delivery available, you'll find us very capable. The Laundry Rooms Barry, for all your commercial and domestic cleaning needs. No job too big or small. To find out more, give us a call on 01446 740 730.
Vale Breakfast
with the Bro Radio app.
Download now from your app store.
Hey, it's Nathan with you. Each weekday from 6:30 a.m. we'll celebrate a national day that you need to jump on board with, have our breakfast survey and take you back with the 3 from when after 9, plus all the mornings you sport, weather and travel to kickstart your day in the Vale.
Waking up the Vale on Vale Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m.
It's back for 2026. And this year, Barrytown Council's Family Fun Day has a fantasy theme. It's all happening at King Square and Central Park between 11 and 4 on Thursday, August the 27th. We'll have dragons and archery and falconry displays. Add to that, Vikings and Knights, workshops, gaming and market traders, and it's one fantastical family day out for all ages. Oh, and it's completely free. Don't miss our fantasy-themed Family Fun Day on August the 27th. Get details at barrytowncouncil.gov.uk.
If your home is looking tired and in need of renovation, or you're running out of space and could benefit from a loft conversion or extension, call Marshall Development Group and let us get to work. are high-quality, professional construction services are built on 27 years of industry experience. Marshall Development Group covers the entirety of the Vale and beyond, with all projects backed by our workmanship guarantee. For a free quote, see marshalldevelopmentltd.co.uk.
Get the latest traffic and travel on the Bro Radio app or at broradio.fm/travel.
Powered by DG Window Services, a family-run business with 30 years' experience. Just search DG Window Services online.
Your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And return looking at the remaining football fixtures that took place around the Vale. And Dinas Powys, they were in action and they won 3-0 at home to Llangnir. Luke Boyle got the game's first goal and Adam Warner missed a penalty that could have seen the side level at half-time. Boyle got his and Dinas Powys' second, and then he completed his hat trick late in the game, and that result leaves them second in the league, and next they are away to Cardiff Cosmopolitans. Ely Rangers, they also beat Pontyclun 3-2, and this was in Welsh Cup qualifying round. Joseph Rees and Morgan Clark put Ely Rangers 2 up inside the first 10 minutes. Alex Long made it 3 before half time. Then Daniel Vodrick pulled one back, and Josh Morgan with Pontyclun second made it a nervy final few minutes, but Ely Rangers held out. And next for Ely Rangers, they returned to league action with an away match against Abervale. Cardiff Airport were also in Welsh Cup qualifying and round, and they beat Cymru Fair 2-0. Sonny Lambert with the only goal of the first half, and then Oliver Amos doubled that early in the second half. Harry Coxon saw red before the final whistle, but Airport were able to hold on to the victory. And they're also back in league action next, where they're at home to Caldecott Town. Barry Athletic, they lost 6-4 to Abertillery Bluebirds in Welsh Cup qualifying round. Ryan Meredith's goal was cancelled out by Morgan Stafford Hawkins. Meredith with his second, but that was cancelled, equalised by Ashton Fitchett. And then Barry Athletic took the lead through Ellis Dennison, but then Jonathan Cummins saw red and Corey Mitchell equalised from the spot in an action-packed first half. Morgan Stafford Hawkins put Barry Athletic in front once again, only for Michael Vag to bring the score level. And then Cameron Burgham put the home side in front before Meredith with his hat-trick sealed the victory. And next up for Barry Athletic, it's an away match to Vale United. And Barry Athletic's women's team, they start their season soon, as they're still getting their pre-season underway. And their season opener is also against Abertillery Bells there. So, up next here at Bro Radio, we've got one of our local music artists. And this is Loz Bridge, Whatever It Takes. And Whatever It Takes is a song about the lengths we're willing to go to for people we love. It's about putting the relationship first, even when it isn't easy, maybe when it's not good for us. This was recorded at the Cobra Studio in South Wales with a band of exceptional jazz musicians, all students from the Royal Welsh College of Music and Drama. And the aim was to make and record where the emotion comes as much from the players as it does the lyrics. So Whatever It Takes is influenced by songwriting and musicianship of the 70s artists like Supertramp, Billy Joel and Elton John. It blends timeless piano-led pop with elements of soul, funk, rich harmonies, groove-driven rhythms and live instrumentation combination to create a sound that feels both nostalgic and contemporary.
My friends call me crazy, they don't know my baby.
was Whatever It Takes by Loz Bridge. And we're going to be going around the Vale now, where we look at what's been going on with the cricket action. So we're going to start with the Vale County Cricket Club, and their first 11 beat Blinders first 11 by 81 runs. Their second 11 beat Newport Fugitive second 11 by 55 runs. And their third 11, they beat Croesilliog's third 11 by 12 runs. The fourth 11, they lost to Shalham's first 11 by 4 wickets. And coming up for the weekend coming for the Vale, their first 11 away to Chepstow's second 11. Their second 11 at home to Upper Rhondda's first 11, and that's going to be played at Corntown. Their third 11 are at home to Dinas Powys's third 11, and their fourth 11 are away to Malpass's third 11. Moving over to Barry Athletic, and their first 11, they beat Dinas Powys's first 11 by 27 runs. And what to look forward to for Barry Athletics. So on the coming weekend, the first 11, they're away to Crumlin's first 11, and the second 11 are at home to Porth's first 11. And moving across the Vale now to Penarth, where Penarth's first 11, they lost to Bridge End Town's first 11 by 7 wickets. Their second 11, they beat Miskin Manor's second 11 by 8 wickets. Their third 11 lost to Panteg's second 11 by 63 runs. And the fourth 11 lost to Cardiff's fourth 11 by 221 runs. But the fifth 11 beat Crumlin's second 11 by 263 runs. And the fixtures you've got to look forward to if you're a Penarth cricket fan: the first 11, they're away to Ammanford's first 11. The second 11 at home to Ponthea's first 11. And the third 11 at home to Abercynon's first 11. The fourth 11, they're away to Abertillery's first 11, and the fifth 11 are at home to Malpass's fourth 11. So that keeps you up to date with what's been going on with the cricket from around the Vale, and the cricket with the weather we've had. I'm not surprised that there's been lots of action taking place there. But also with outdoor action that's weather dependent is bowls, and the Barry Athletic Bowling Club, they chase a perfect season after already sealing the Munro Cup with two games left. Having clinched the South Wales Bowling Association trophy with two matches to spare after winning their first 15 fixtures, the target now is a victories in the last two, says Vice Captain Nicola Clark Squires. And the Athletic held off the challenge of holders Romley, who finished the season on 183 points from their 17 matches, and that's 2 points behind the new champions. Romley are probably our biggest rivals, said Nicola. At the beginning of the season, we played them here and we won, and that started us off on a good run. But despite having already secured the trophy, Athletic have to play their remaining games. A total of 21 players have figured in matches which involve four rinks of triples, with 16 making most of the appearances and 5 playing occasionally when needed. Barry Athletic Club's final day takes place on Sunday, and they did, and Nicola said it would be nice if we can bring a county trophy after getting the county titles. It would be absolutely brilliant. So it's all sort of looking good there for Barry Athletic and the bowls. And the bowls and the cricket, both summer sports, and I think especially the outdoors. And I think we've had the sort of the perfect weather for that, with not very much rain. It sort of helps some sports, it doesn't help all sports. But up next at Bro Radio, we've got some news to bring you from the reservoir field.
Bro Radio.
At Greenlinks Community Transport, we provide a reliable, professional and friendly travel service for individuals and community groups across the Vale of Glamorgan. For hospital visits and shopping trips, to meeting up with friends or relatives. And we now need volunteer drivers aged 21 or over to join us. We offer free training, an excellent working environment with hours to suit you, and an opportunity to give something back to your community. For details or how to apply, see valeofglamorgan.co.uk and search Greenlinks.
Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting, and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
Year-end accounts, self-assessment tax returns, VAT returns, PAYE, corporation tax. They all need to add up. So, who better to count on than Blaney Accountancy? Based in Barry, we offer everything a small business needs, and we can help landlords with portfolio tax returns too. For everything from specialist tax advice to practical accountancy solutions.
Blaney Accountancy.
Call Barry 739 329 or see blaneyaccountancy.com.
A cup of tea, a friendly chat, a helping hand when it's needed most. That's what Churchfield's Home Care is all about. We provide professional home care, companionship, dementia support and personal care across the Vale of Glamorgan. And now we're looking for new, caring people to join our growing team. If you're seeking a new, rewarding career, apply today at churchfieldshomecare.co.uk. Churchfield's Home Care, because the little things make the biggest difference.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So there's been some news coming out of the Reservoir Field, and a little bit earlier I caught up with Dan Maggs, who's the Director of Partnership at Bally Rugby Football Club. So I'm here at Pro Radio headquarters here with Dan Maggs, who's the Director of Partnership at Bally Rugby Football Club. So welcome, Dan.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me back.
It's been a while.
Yeah,
and I know there's been some interesting things going on at the club. First of all, though, let's talk a bit about pre-season and how's the club getting ready for life in Division Two.
Well, it's been a bit stop start again. We've had a very dry summer, similar to last year, so we've had a few issues with pitches. So there was initially three pre-season games scheduled. Firstly, against Glamorgan Wanderers. But that game fell foul of the weather. And then there was a rearranged fixture, albeit against a different opposition. So the senior side had a run out against Llanishan RFC on their 3G pitch out in Cardiff. That was more of a training game. And then the game against Nant y Ffylon, that was cancelled due to the weather. And the game against Brimauer was cancelled because of the weather. But I think that match has been rescheduled for Saturday the 5th at home at the Reservoir Fields.
So it's been a bit of a frustrating pre-season. And when we talk weather, sort of normally in South Wales, we're talking waterlogged pitches. But it's the exact opposite this time, isn't it?
Yeah, no, we've had another, you know, glorious summer in terms of sunshine, but that's, you know, the caveat to that is it prevents teams from playing. That being said, the youth side had a run out on the weekend against Nant y Ffylon youth and came away victory 19-7. So the youth are, you know, back to winning ways. And the Athletic second 15 have got a run out this weekend against Blaenavon RFC Athletic at home.
So lots going on at the club. One of the big things, and if anyone follows on social media, they'll see the big announcement about the redevelopment there at the Reservoir Field. And I know you've been instrumental in getting this off the ground and running. But there's kind of been a big part of phase one has come through for you at the moment, hasn't it, Dan?
Yes. So we had some really good news on Friday. We had communication from Barry Plan for Neighbourhoods Board of Directors confirming that they will be putting £200,000 into the project, which is Phase 1A. So when we started the project 12 months ago, which has changed on numerous occasions, but we've gone with a phased approach to the overall redevelopment, which is Phase 1A, Phase 1, Phase 2, 3 and 4. And Phase 1A is really the start of it all, which is the new entrance and the additional car parking space at the Reservoir Fields. So I just want to say a big thank you to the board of directors at the Plan for Neighbourhoods, in particular Dave Stevens, who's the chairman, Joe Castle, who's the chair for the Thriving Communities element, and also Meredith Velios. So yeah, they've been absolutely fantastic. They bought into the vision, and yeah, we had confirmation of the £200,000 funding package that they're going to be putting towards the project, which when it comes to funding, a lot of other funders, they ask about match funding. And finally, we've got the match funding piece of this phase one puzzle. So we're now in discussions with the Welsh Government Community Facilities Programme, and we put an expression of interest in for £300,000. And we're, you know, crossing our fingers and our toes that that's going to come through as well. And that'll be the budget then sorted for phase 1A.
So you say phase 1A, then sort of this is a... I've been to some of the open evenings and that you've had down there, and this, for anyone listening, this is not something that's going to be developed overnight. This is a long-term project for the club, isn't it?
Yeah. When I first joined the committee, I, you know, the plan was to get a 3G pitch. But then, you know, it came to fruition that, you know, we got a public right of way that we had to address that. And we've worked very much collaboratively with Vale of Glamorgan Council and their various departments. So the Countryside Access Manager is working with us on the public right of way. And then we got the planning teams as well. So, you know, the Vale of Glamorgan Council have been really supportive. And we've worked with them to get to this stage of the project. But it, you know, the 3G pitch is phase four of the development, but phase 1A is the gateway to the rest of the phases. We have to sort out the car parking. We have to sort out the entrance. And without that, we can't move on to phase 1, 2, 3, and 4. So this phase 1A is so important. And the fact now we've got the match funding from the Plan for Neighbourhoods, Barry Plan for Neighbourhoods, is a big win. But now it's, you know, back to work and making sure we can secure the additional 300,000 so that we can realise phase 1A and then move on to phase 1, 2, 3 and 4.
So it sounds like lots of things going on there at the reservoir field. And it's not just sort of the planning and the development side going on or the rugby side of it. You've introduced a football team up there. FC Barry have sort of taken home up there as well.
Yeah. And also we've got the Masters Rugby League. So for the first time in the reservoir field history, last weekend we had multi-sport up there for the first time. So we had football going on with FC Barry hosting Isle of Marine. And their season has got off to an absolute flyer. They're 2 from 2, scoring goals, conceding a couple, but they're scoring more than they're conceding. So 6 points from 2 games. This weekend they're away to the Tadros. And yeah, last weekend we had the Masters Rugby League hosting Aldershot and Fleet's Stags Rugby Masters. So yeah, the business model has changed. We're a multi-sports community hub. We've got numerous events going on up there. We've got the first music festival this weekend. The weekend after that, we got an evening with Mike Bubbins and Andy Powell. Then we got fireworks night as well, which we've just announced on Facebook. So grab your tickets now. Tickets are available via Eventbrite. £5 for adults, £2.50 for kids. Yeah, so there's just a lot going on. And it's a bit of a transformational period right now for Barry Rugby Sports and Community Hub.
Certainly is, and certainly from looking in from my side, it looks like there's a lot of excitement going on up there as well, with lots of changes. So, Dan, thank you for coming in and speaking to me today. Will you come in again and let me know what's happening throughout the season? We might even have a Six Nations chat. I think you came in last year and we had a little chat about the Six Nations, didn't we?
Yeah, absolutely. More than pleased to come back again. It's always a pleasure to be here. We've got some news coming as well soon about the Six Nations and an Irish touring side coming over. But whether it's football, rugby league, or rugby or community activity, yeah, more than happy to come down and have a chat.
So again, thanks Dan for coming in, and we look forward to seeing what's going on in the reservoir field for this coming season.
Cheers, Mike. Thank you very much.
So that was Dan Maggs there, and he's a director of partnership for Barry Rugby Football Club, with the exciting news and the redevelopment there of the reservoir field and Barry Rugby Football Club. And next up on radio, we're going to have a quick look at how the Cardiff Devils have been getting on in pre-season action.
Holding on, voice that was never enough for me. was like, oh.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to have a quick look in the ice hockey to see how the Cardiff Devils have been getting on. And they had one preseason game this week, and that was against the Anger Dukes. And they beat them 4-2 with Josh McDonald scoring a hat trick. The first period was quiet one as both teams attempted to gain the upper hand, but the Devils opened the scoring just shy of 15 minute mark as Josh McDonald's backhand shot heavily deflected off the back checking Angus defenseman into the net. The second period offered more as the Devils spent a large portion of it under pressure from the Angers, but momentum shifted quickly as Ryan Barrow was judged to have been impeded on a breakaway opportunity, and he was awarded a penalty shot, and he scored from the resulting play and doubled the Devils' lead. In the end, though, the Angers' pressure told as they headed to a power play, and it took just 23 seconds for them to get on the board. But things started to hot up towards the end of the period as Tom Curran and Vincent Mellon were given offsetting penalties for slashing. Into the third, and the Devils came under pressure again as Angers chased an equalising goal, and it eventually came through Tavernier when he beat Bounds cleverly on a breakaway. But it didn't take long for the Devils to regain the lead when Josh McDonald got his second of the game from a Joey Martin pass. And as the game began to wind down, McDonald made it a hat-trick when he ripped a venomous slap shot past Gilbert to ice the game. Having had his stick knocked from his hand and kicked away, McDonald had some choice words for the Angers bench, but a wry smile on his face. And as the game came to an end, the Devils made it three wins on the bounce in their pre-season. And they've still got a few pre-season matches to go. So on Saturday, they take on the Sheffield Steelers at home, and then they take them on again away on the Sunday. And that's all building towards the beginning of September, where they start their Elite Hockey League campaign with the Challenge Cup. But is it a sport in the Vale that you think I should be talking about? Is it a sports team, sports club, or sportsman that you think need a little bit of a spotlight put on them? Then you can get in touch with me here at Pro Radio using the email address sport@proradio.fm. So that's sport@proradio.fm. Or you can find us on our social medias. Or better still, I can invite you along to Bro Radio headquarters and we could have a chat about the sports team, sports club, and you could tell the people of the Vale what makes this sport so fantastic. And talking of fantastic, up next year at Bro Radio, we've got Patrick with The Evening Show.
Skiphire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years' experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
Life never stands still. But memories can. At Shutter Hire in Dinas Powys, we're here to freeze life's precious moments. From pregnancy and newborn sessions to unique family portraits documenting your little ones as they change and grow. Shutter Hire is here to capture those special moments so you can cherish them forever. Shutter Hire, your local photography studio in Dinas Powys. Find us on Facebook, Instagram or at shutterhire.co.uk.
It's time to jump back into action. As the kids head back to school, make sure they're heading back to the pool too. Whether they're just starting out or perfecting their strokes, we've got a space waiting for them. Invest in a skill that lasts for life. Visit leisurecentre.com or pop into your local centre to book your place today. Plus, sign up by direct debit and get unlimited access to public swim sessions. Jump back into swim lessons. We'll see you at the pool.
Barrytown United are back at Jenner Park. On Friday the 28th of August, they welcome Airbus UK Broughton with kickoff at 7:45. Get behind the town with adult tickets at £8 and under 16s going free. Keep up to date across the season by searching Barrytown United online.
On FM,
DAB,
smart speaker
and the Bro Radio app.
This is Bro Radio.